people experiencing homelessness or who are incarcerated have been disproportionately affected by the coronavirus. A Boise collective is highlighting their stories with an outdoor exhibit this week. Tess Goodwin has more.
Joshua McGibney is one of the artists. He is currently in Idaho's correctional system. Anthony Yennison from the collective Unnamed Project reads an excerpt from McGibney's piece titled Hugs and Kisses.
Think of when you were little and scraped your knee. Your mom or your grandma may have kissed you better. What about your first kiss from a boy or girl you liked? How about when your parents died and you hugged your relatives? This list is endless. Imagine a life for people who will never experience these joys and comforts.
The ISO Distance art pop-up features photos and letters of people experiencing homelessness or who are incarcerated during the COVID-19 pandemic.
These are people who are members of our community, and they so often are marginalized to such a degree that their voices aren't heard in any way.
Yennison says the project found and commissioned artists through personal relationships or community efforts like mutual aid. The organizers raised money so they could pay the artists. Yennison hopes the exhibit will give viewers a better understanding of the impact the virus has had on these populations. The first pop-up exhibit is this evening at Rhodes Skate Park. The art will be displayed again on Sunday afternoon outside Boise City Hall. The Unnamed Project asked visitors to maintain distancing and to wear masks. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.